novelist is fit that wives should submit to their husbands submissively, weakly. Though whatever they say, their wives should obey unquestioning, stupidly, meekly. Our husbands would make us their own dictum take without ever a wherefore or why for it. But I don't and I can't, and I won't and I shan't. No, I will speak my mind if I die for it. For we know it's all fudge to say man's the best judge of what should be and shouldn't and so on. That woman should bow nor attempt to say how she considers that matter should go on. I never yet gave up myself thus a slave, however my husband might try for it. For I can't and I won't, and I shan't and I don't, but I will speak my mind if I die for it. And oh ladies, I hope, who with husbands do cope, with the rights of the sex will not trifle. We all, if we choose, our tongues but to use, can all opposition soon stifle. Let man, if he will, then bid us be still and silent, a price he'll pay high for it. For we won't and we can't, and we don't and we shan't, let us all speak our minds if we die for it.